Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Four-time Grammy nominee, multi-platinum selling saxophonist, Lord have mercy, the incredibly talented Mr. Boney James joins us today as we have the pleasure of debuting his new hit album, Detour, the follow-up from his 2020 album, Solid. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and Night Tracks, it is my honor to welcome back to Night Tracks Radio, Mr. Boney James. My brother, how have you been doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all mine. I can't believe it's been 3 years since Solid, man.
Wow. Yeah, I can't. You know, well, we all lost a couple of years in there, didn't we?
I know, because during that time, we were being quarantined, and you were doing a lot of wonderful live as far as performances on as far as Instagram.
Yeah, no, I think I did like 30 or 40 of those Facebook Live mini concerts every Friday, Solid Fridays we called it, and it was really a special thing. I think, you know, it definitely kept me sane.
And that makes both of us. You know, I must say, I'm kind of jaded because Solid was an incredible album. Track for track, it was incredible. And then you go back into the studio and you create this masterpiece, Detour, and then to have the incredibly talented Miss Layla Hathaway. Oh, Jesus Christ. How did you pull it off? Because Colston is really just burning up the charts.
Yeah, man, thank you so much. Well, it was a really exciting thing for me as well. You know, I've been trying to work with Layla for many, many years, and we were never able to connect to do a song together. And my friend and collaborator, Jairus Mosey, sent me this music, and I worked on it a little bit, and then I thought, you know, this should be a vocal, and I wonder who can help finish this song. So I was able to connect with Layla, and she responded to the music right away, and then she, you know, sort of wrote this thing and came over to my studio in the backyard and you know, had her little, you know, she sang essentially along with her phone what her idea was. I said, I loved it right away. I said, let's record it right now. So we just spent the next few hours layering all these vocals and recording her lead. And like you said, it's been a big hit. So I'm excited about it.
You know, one of the things that I've always admired about you, and we've talked about this extensively the last time I had you on the show, is that everything comes to you in a very natural, organic fashion. And at the same time, you continually push yourself beyond the limit. You've never been put or allowed yourself to be put in a box from a musical standpoint. And I wanted to ask you, what were some of the inspirations behind the new album, Detour?
Oh, well, thank you so much for saying that, man. That's very kind. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Inspiration is a fuzzy subject for me. I don't really understand what the inspiration is. You know, luckily I just get ideas for music, and then I just enjoy the process of following those little, you know, trains of thought to where they go and turning them into songs and then turning the songs into records. And through that whole process, you know, you just get ideas that hopefully are creative and fresh Usually if I hear something that I feel like is too similar to something I've done before, I'll try and shy away from it and see if I can come up with something more original. But it's always going to be me. And so maybe that's the thread that runs through it. And but hopefully, like you said, I'm trying to be consistent and push the envelope at the same time.
You know, to me, one of the things that the creative process of making music is always finding that kind of muse, something that inspires you to push yourself behind the limits. And I've always thought that you had the ability to put all of your emotions, not only in your live music, as far as live concerts, and being able to connect to so many people, but you've always shared so much of yourself through your music. How have you been able to kind of balance that line and still keep that somewhat mystery around Moni James, but at the same time still kind of let us in on who you are behind the music?
Well, thank you. That's an interesting question. You know, I mean, you know, the thing about it for me is when I'm working on a record, I'm only going to really start working on songs that are calling to me in a certain way. And then I don't let other people hear it until when I listen back to it, I'm feeling something, you know, like me just as a listener, that the music is communicating something to me that I can sort of, you know, tangibly feel. And that to me is sort of when I know that, all right, well, this is ready to sort of go out there into the world. And apparently other people are responding to it as well, and they can feel it too. So as far, all I can ever really know is making me feel something. And that's always sort of like the barometer that I'm using to say whether a song is finished or not.
I didn't get an opportunity to ask this before, but I'm going to do it now. I've seen you perform on several occasions, and you give so much of yourself musically and emotionally in your live performances. How long does it take you to actually come down from that kind of euphoria after a performance?
It takes some time. Yeah. You know, if we get off stage at 11 o'clock, I'm up till like 2 or 3 for sure.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely those are my favorite moments. You know, we had a great show, and I'm sort of, you know, back in my room and you know, eating my dinner finally, and it's just a great feeling. That's sort of like, it's not like really a high; it's just a real sense of accomplishment, I guess, I have, and it's a great thing. I love that feeling, that's one of the reasons I keep doing it.
During that quarantine period, it gave everyone an opportunity to gain somewhat self-reflection. And I know how you have a very special relationship with all, I don't like to use the term fans because it's very generic, people who truly love your music and people being cut off from that music. How are you able to kind of maintain during that, as far as the mental aspect during the quarantine, and at the same time keep yourself kind of evenly keeled and not being able to go out and perform live?
Well, it was difficult. I mean, I think I went a little crazy, as I know many people did during that whole period. You know, it was a difficult time for the whole planet, and I guess that was one of the positives out of it, that we all were sharing this incredible experience together. And I think that that's brought, you know, certain segments of people together, even though it's driven other segments of people apart, you know, as the world is.
Yeah.
But, yes, it's just a really interesting time to live through, you know, certainly.
Well, you give so much love in all of your music. And I must say, listening to the entire album, two of the extra songs that I really, truly became enamored with was Sway and Memphis, especially Memphis. You killed that. And I wanted to ask you, how do you think you did on the overall project?
Oh, I'm really, really proud of the record. You know, I mean, I just think that the melodies that I was able to come up with on some of these, you know, some of these great tracks that I collaborated with some incredible musicians on, but, you know, just my part, you know, of the melodies and the performance, of the saxophone and the sound of the tone of the horn, just the feelings that hopefully people can share in. I was really proud of what I did. And, yeah, Memphis is definitely a standout. You know, that's a great part of the show as well. I co-wrote that with Big Mike Hart, who's playing guitar with me most of the time on the road these days. And right away, just loved Memphis. Just looked for him. He's from Sacramento originally, but...
Like
the music
earlier,
made me, took me down the path.
You've always had the ability to keep your music raw, but also very polished. And I noticed on this particular album, Detour, it is completely polished from a sonic perspective. Mm. You an incredible job. And I got to ask you, there's 10 tracks on here. How many tracks did you actually put or you completed and didn't make it on the album?
You know, I don't think there were any spare tracks on this album. You know, every now and then I'm working on stuff and some of it doesn't make the record. And then some of those songs I go back and maybe release them as bonus tracks or find some way to, you know, make it work. There was a song called Vinyl that I put out on the Future Soul record. It was a tune that I had tried to write for a couple of records and it never seemed finished. But this one, all these songs, they just came out pretty much like this, and it was a pretty quick process, and everything was just flowing. So there was no spare music on this one. And in terms of the song, you know, that I got to give props to my engineer, Dave Rideau, who mixes the records and records, you know, most of the hard stuff, the drums and the saxophone. And some, you know, I do some engineering of the guitars and stuff like that. But Dave Rideau is a huge part of the sound of these most recent records, and he's an incredibly talented artist in his own right.
Well, as I've said before, one of the things I've always admired about you, you have never been afraid to challenge yourself from a musical standpoint, and you continually get better and better and better. And family, remember the new album, Detour. Be sure to purchase this incredible album and to get all the latest updates, because Mr. James is definitely out there blessing us with some therapeutic music. Be sure to get all the tour information. Stop by his official website at boneyjames.com. And far be it from me to deprive the listeners some soothing music. The hit single, one of the many hit songs from the new album, Detour, of course, Coasting, featuring the incredibly talented and captivating Layla Hathaway here on Night Track Radio.
Knowing that all the while you're mine.
featuring the captivating songbird herself, Miss Leila Hathaway, hit song Coasting on the new album Detour, available as we speak. And also what I'm going to do, I'm going to tease you a little bit. I told you to go to Mr. James' official website to get all the latest updates, but I'm going to tease you. You say, well, Teddy Bear, when can we see him? Where is he going to be performing? I'm going to give you a little slice of cheesecake. On July the 7th, 2023, he'll be performing at Thunder Valley Casino Resort. That's at 1200 8th Athens Avenue. That's in Lincoln, California, 95648. And that's at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You say, well, Teddy Bear, how can I get there? Planes, trains, automobiles. If you have to take a camel, make sure you get there. I don't care, but get there when you can. Lord have mercy. I gotta ask. I've had a lot of requests. We want to know, can we, do we foresee you doing something on Facebook Live or Instagram anytime this year?
You know, I would say never say never, but I have no current plan. Yeah. You know, we're busy actually playing real shows these days, so that takes up a lot of my efforts.
I guess we got somewhat spoiled because I have that kind of interaction with you.
Yeah. That was a really special thing. I mean, it really was. It was like, you know, because usually when you're playing a concert, you don't have like a conversation with the audience throughout, and that was what we got going during those Facebook Lives, and so it was a really wonderful thing.
Because when we were looking at you collectively, man, you seemed just so comfortable and relaxed, because we both come from a time where when we had record stores and people had an opportunity to do a meet and greet with some of their favorite artists. And since that has been stripped away from us, to have you in our living rooms where we could actually interact with you was incredible. And to see the light in your eyes as far as the exuberance that you showed and the love that you showed to so many supporters who have been there with you from the beginning was incredible. So I hope, I'm praying, I'm open-minded, somewhere down the line, that you will find time to honor us again by doing something, because it was really an incredible experience. And I want to thank you personally for giving me an opportunity and giving our station a second time opportunity to have you on the show. I've been following you now for almost close to 13 years. I love your music, and you just keep getting more and more incredible, and your musicianship is on a whole nother level. Continued success and family. Again, remember, get the new album Detour ASAP. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you.
My pleasure. The incredibly talented Mr. Boney James here on Night Tracks Radio. We're going to take a little quick two and two, but before I do that, we got a very special program information for you. We're going to be on live tomorrow at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. in the UK, as we welcome a very talented artist, Akantha Lane, debuts her new album, Beautiful Dreams. Lord have mercy. So be sure to get all the pertinent information. You can catch up with us on all the social media. That's at Night Tracks with two X's. That's Night Tracks Radio. That's on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it. Reach out. Join us as we get lost and blueprint music. In the meantime, while I've got you here for a little bit more time to spare, let's get into some more Boney James featuring Kenny Lattimore from the 2020 album Solid with Be Here, here on Night Tracks Radio.
Love the destination we'll ride to. This could Make it last. You're the life of the party, the best thing.
Lord, have mercy. At the end of the day, it's all about love. Jonathan Butler here on Night Tracks Radio. And before that, Kenny Lattimore with Boney James from the album Solid. I want to send out a very special thank you once again to Boney James for honoring us this evening. And family, remember, get the new album Detour with the hit single Coasting featuring the incredibly talented Layla Hathaway. And then get all the links, updates, put your fingers through the water. I mean, stop by Boney James' official website. That's at BoneyJames.com and get all the latest tour information. And hopefully soon he will definitely do some more Facebook Live and Instagram Live performance. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful time to have him do that for us, especially us going through this quarantine at that particular moment in time. So it was very therapeutic. And I want to send out a lot of love to all the loyal supporters who have been following us for such a long time. And don't worry, we're going to be back on Facebook Live. We're trying to give everybody what they want, a little bit of audio interviews with a lot of visual at the same time. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill all those needs. And again, without you, there's no teddy bear. Thank you for joining us this evening on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy. Until we see again, meet again, see and meet again, a combination of both. But we'll definitely hear you and see you again tomorrow evening or tomorrow afternoon at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, a Tampa Lang debut album, Beautiful Dreams. And as in always, keep it soulful here on Night Tracks Radio. Bios Cadillos, Lord have mercy.